back from them. If that's the case, we will wait probably till that week before to tear out the equipment. Give us a little time left to put the new stuff in, and it should take them up to a week, I think, what we were told to put the playground equipment in.
Just a couple of times here.
We are putting away some of our mowers and starting to get out some of that lawn, I mean, we got weeds.
So when does that process start? You haven't announced yet.
No, we haven't.
A leaf fall.
Man, look
out your window.
Old business parking space request at 127 more second. That's what is going to be that table.
Right, there is, I know one of the things that Procopio talked about too in terms of the, one of the things they're thinking about doing is having dining on the streets there like they do at Bee Cache. So we wanted us to look into some of those kinds of issues for them as well, so.
We announced that the first spot there in front of the building on Second Street, I think it's going to be that handicap spot. Move on to new business. First is Vincent's YMCA, Charlie Turkey's 510.
Evening, Bill Davis, YMCA. This is for request to use the streets for our 8th annual Charlie Turkey 5K run. That will take place on November 14th. The route hasn't changed. I sent the route and everything to Mr. Avalette there. So, but the route hasn't changed. It will still be on that Saturday. The only thing that has changed with it from year to year is the time has just been moved back an hour. So we actually start running at 10 o'clock instead of 9. So, yeah.
Okay, so we'll make a motion to approve the route as suggested, same as last year for the YMCA 5K run entitled the Turkey, Charlie Turkey's.
Biggest thing, yeah, we also request, I know Dusty's not here today, but police department to be out there to just kind of help patrol some of the streets. This year, well, there is another change. Actually, this is a free run this year. We're not charging registration fees. So we are actually looking for a larger crowd of runners to be down with this issue. So patrolling the streets, help patrolling the streets. And we'll grab all the volunteers we can, so.
What's the date on that, Bill?
November 14th.
November 14th. Okay, so I made the motion, Steve.
I'll second motion. Hey, all in favor?
Aye. Thank you very much.
Cheers. Next is Vincent's University Homecoming Parade.
So good evening. My name is Barry Hawkins, representing Vincent's University. We would like to have a Friday parade on November 14th. And we would like to request street closures on, from Harrison Street to Second Street, all the way, going all the way down to Second Street and Red Skeleton Boulevard, as well as to come to the street drive. Excuse me, I have to work tonight. So, yeah, we would like to do that for our various competition, and this is all a part of Homecoming Week for Vincent's University.
Okay, so we're making a motion to approve the route of the Vincent's University Homecoming Parade on November 14th from 9 to 1, including closure of a portion of Tecumseh Street from 10 to 3 between buildings 83 and 86 for the Homecoming Bed Race Competition.
I'll second motion. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Great, thanks. Next is Mr. Wolfgang Anderson.
Hello.
I'm John. I work for Vincent's State Brookside. And we have our Must Run the Wall Bash coming up, annual event, November 7th and 8th. But I'm here about the spots for the signage. I guess every year we put up the signs. I think one is a little spot right off St. Clair. Cantalos has a sign, and after we get approved, we're here, we call him and make sure it's okay with him, which it always has. And the other spot is off Hart Street, around where Pizza Hut and
right, just in that.
Yeah, at least we have these large wooden signs, which Richard Day is now repainting and fixing, so to make them look nice. I was also supposed to ask about the possibility of a banner, a prefer we on Hart Street. I know right now it's the one on Grove, Grousland has theirs up. Their event is this weekend. So I figured, we figured they would probably be taking that down. I didn't know what anything else was in line.
We have one scheduled for October 26th to November 8th on 2nd Street.
On 2nd Street? Mm-hmm. Okay, so we already have a place down
already,
on 2nd Street.
And there's one also on Hart Street. You have two banners, right?
Sure it's one banner.
Okay, yeah.
So I'm afraid to say...
2nd Street. Second.
Go ahead and put 2nd Street.
So we need to make a motion for that, Ed?
Yes, please.
Okay, 2nd Street banner. What's the date?
October 26th to November 8th.
November 8th. Okay, that'd be great.
All right.
Okay. Okay, so we're going to make a motion to approve sandwich board locations for the muster in Wabash to be located on St. Clair and near the Cantwell sign, and on Hart Street near the City of Vincennes sign. Also, the approval of a banner on 2nd Street, pending insurance and appropriate from October 26th through November the 8th.
I'll second the motion. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
John, Mr. Mayor.
Names, I'm sorry.
Is it J-O-H-N?
No,
J-O-N. J-O-N.
Thank you for asking.
You're welcome, sir.
Thanks.
J-O-N. M-A-Y?
M-A-Y-S.
S.
Like the
mother
of the world.
Yeah.
It's like Willie, too, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay. No relation.
All right. Too bad. Could be. I didn't know.
Next on the agenda, we're going to remove because I talked to the engineer, and he advised me that this next is naming each city street.
Mayor, what would you like to name that?
I would recommend that we name it Dixie Orchard Drive.
That's a very appropriate name for that location. I think most people know that we're talking about the new road that we're building on the this side of Coles, which will access. Ford Road to Hart, right. And then we'll also be useful for the new Westport Auto location, as well as other future to be developed sites. So I'll make a motion that we approve the naming of the new city street to be named Dixie Orchard Road. Drive, Dixie Orchard Drive.
Oh, drive, not road.
All in favor?
Aye.
That's why we didn't call it Avenue.
Yeah.
Then it would be DOA.
DOA.
Yeah.
All right, this is the motion to adjourn.
So moved.